What's up, y'all? This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. And today I got a very, very unorthodox and very simple yet, you know, complicated podcast today. So today I want to talk about why passion isn't the best route for trying to achieve success. And success is what you make it. I'm not talking about success as in material wealth or anything that got to do with, you know, tangible things and items and whatever. I'm talking about feeling better, feeling the most best you can feel, you know, mentally and physically and emotionally. So why I say passion is dead? Passion is dead because passion is a fleeting emotion, like any other emotion. Passion dies out, it wears out, and you can't really operate off of passion too much. Yes, you can, you know, go long term with, you know, passion, but you're gonna run out of passion. Eventually you're gonna be like, you know what, I don't even like this no more. I'm not in love with this anymore. So I would say the most tangible thing you can acquire for yourself would have to be discipline. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because, number one, I work out every day. Number two, I try to, you know, study as much as possible. And number three, I try to just, you know, stay in my own lane and stay to myself and really think and contemplate a lot. So that's why I say passion is dead, because, okay, you have a passion for working out. Let's say you got a passion for working out. You know, you work out all the time and it's just your passion. You know, it's something that you really love doing. And one day you can be like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, or I'm hurting, or I have injuries, or this is just preventing me from spending time with my family, friends, and, you know, the people that I love. So I'm going to take a break. And that's when you fail, because your passion is a fleeting emotion. You know what I'm saying? The discipline that causes, you know what I'm saying, the consistency is what's going to ultimately lead you to, you know, success. And again, success is not material wealth or, you know what I'm saying, tangible items, but success is how you feel mentally, physically, and emotionally. You know, are you fulfilled in those three areas of your life? And I was just sitting watching a video, you know what I'm saying, and it was a guy that was talking about, you know, how he became a millionaire. And I'm sorry. I was watching a video of a professional soccer player. And he was saying, like, yeah, you know, chase passion, you know, quit your 9-to-5 and go chase happiness. And I'm like, hold on, wait. So I started thinking critically and I'm like, that's not real. That's not true. You know what I'm saying? If you quit your job and you chase happiness, happiness isn't going to pay the bills. Happiness is not going to get you to where you need to go in life. Happiness is not going to, you know, make you successful. You know what I'm saying? Happiness is an emotion. It's something that's forever fleeting, coming and going. So happiness is not ideal, you know what I'm saying? So for people to be chasing happiness, I also feel like it's not tangible. It's not something it's realistic in a sense. But to me personally, I feel like happiness is just an emotion and it's forever coming and going. And if you don't live out of discipline, you don't live out of consistency and hard work and dedication for whatever it is you're doing, then ultimately you won't be able to, you know what I'm saying, even want to continue going forward with chasing success. So with that being said, that's why I say passion is dead. Another reason I think passion is dead is because a lot of people want to find passions, you know, in their life. They want to, you know, find their passion. A lot of people preach finding your passion and finding something that you're very passionate about. But in a couple years, you could not be passionate about it anymore. So that's why I say don't chase passion. Don't chase happiness. Don't chase, you know what I'm saying, the glitz and the glamour. Don't chase what you see, you know, around you. Even if, you know, you got a dying desire, you know, for material wealth and for things like that, don't chase it. You know what I'm saying? Understand what you're good at. Understand what you love to do. You know what I'm saying? And it's not passion. It's something that you love doing, that you can do for free. Literally, you can do for free. You know what I'm saying? That you don't care about doing. You know what I'm saying? So one thing about me, so something I love doing would be electrical. I love doing electrical. And the reason why I can truly say I love doing it is because I've done it for free. You know, I've done it with for nothing. You know what I'm saying? And electrical is a very, you know what I'm saying? It's a very lucrative business, you know? You can make a lot of money doing electrical and starting your own company, you know, paying contractors and paying guys, you know, to do jobs and stuff like that. And the reason why I say I love it is because I can do it for free and not want anything, you know, for it, because it's something I love doing. It makes me feel fulfilled. It makes me feel like I have a duty. It makes me feel like, you know, I'm being productive. So that's why I would say don't chase passion. Passion dies out. You know what I'm saying? And another thing I love doing is this podcast. I've been doing it 3-4 years. You know what I'm saying? I made a little money on it, but I don't care about the money. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not enough to sustain, you know, a good life. It's not enough to sustain anything, really. But only thing it can do is get you, you know, a couple snacks, you know, if you, that's it. You know what I'm saying? But I just love doing it because I love sharing knowledge and I love sharing experiences and I love sharing, you know, my expertise on certain things. And I'm not saying that I'm the greatest, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm the greatest podcaster in the world, where I feel like I am, but it's about consistency and discipline. My discipline and consistency is what's driving me, you know, to keep on making episodes and to keep on doing it. It's not about, you know what I'm saying, trying to make $1 million from it. It's about giving people game and giving people, you know, something to look forward to and something to, you know, really love and cherish. So that's what I'm saying. Passion is dead. If you really, really, really want to make a good living, make a good life, find something you like doing that you can do for free and get good at that. Become a master at that. And then that's when the money gonna come. I'm not worried about money from this podcast. I'm not worried about that. My only worries about this podcast is changing somebody's life. Giving somebody enough content to go and say, you know what? I like what he's saying. I love what he's saying. And I'm gonna follow what he's saying from the first video to the last video. I mean, the first podcast episode to the last podcast episode. And hit me up and be like, yo, you changed my life. I follow everything you said and I'm super successful. That's what I'm chasing. It's beyond money at this point. It's beyond, you know what I'm saying, tangible things. It's something that I want to leave for my kids to listen to. Something that I want to play for my kids in the car, you know what I'm saying, when they drive, or something that they can listen to when, you know, they get of age and they be able to, you know, really understand. So that's why I say passion is dead. Passion is dead. Don't go following passion. Chase discipline. Chase consistency. Chase hard work. Do something you would do for free. That's the ultimate goal. If you could do it for free, and you can stay disciplined with it without giving up, without feeling like, damn, I'm never going to make it. I'm never going, you know what I'm saying? Never have that mentality. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of times where I'm making these podcasts and I'm looking at the views and I'm like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do anymore. But what ultimately drives me is, like I said before, leaving a legacy, helping somebody out. You know what I'm saying? Leaving something for my kids. It's something I love doing. You know, I don't have a passion for it. You know what I'm saying? I just love doing it, and I love giving game to people who feel like they have no hope. You know, I'm not in the best situation of my life, you know what I'm saying? But I also want to give game, though, because I feel like the more I give game, the more I learn about myself, and the more I learn about what it is that I need to be doing. So that's why I love, you know, doing this podcast. And that's why I say passion is dead. And you have to find something that you like doing for free. You know, if you go meet a billionaire right now, it's nothing you could possibly give him. You know what I'm saying? As far as tangible, because he already has everything. But if you give him value, you know, for free without wanting anything in return, and you know you work, put in the hard work, dedication, and discipline, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be the next billionaire. You're going to be the next millionaire. So stop chasing passion. Stop chasing happiness. And I know it's a lot of people out there that's probably going to be like, what do you mean stop chasing happiness? What do you mean? I want to be happy. Okay. Let's say, for instance, okay, you're going to be, go be happy. What value are you adding to your life? You're happy, okay. That's something, but that's an emotion. The next day, you might not feel happy. The next hour, you might not feel happy. The next minute, you might not feel happy. You know what I'm saying? There's so many millionaires out there that killed themselves. You know what I'm saying? They got all the wealth in the world. Billionaires, all the wealth in the world. Still not happy. You know what I'm saying? It's not about happiness. It's about being as physically, mentally, and emotionally stable as possible. As much strength. And that takes a lot of strength, courage, patience, dedication. And like I said again, consistency and discipline. You know what I'm saying? So stop chasing happiness. Stop chasing passion. Chase something you love doing that you would not get paid for. And see how your life changed. This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at I Am Elijah Smith. No H in Elijah. Follow me on Facebook at Elijah Smith. No H in Elijah. Peace.